Hey, hey, welcome to Sunday, and thank you for joining me back for a When Am I Gonna Use This? So, I know the last couple episodes we were talking about some pretty wacky things, you know, sacred math, all this stuff. So I want to kind of rein it back in, and let's talk about some more practical use of math and how we're gonna use pre-calculus. Well, you don't have to use it, but how you can use it in everyday life problems. So something, I feel like each episode you guys kind of learn a little bit more about me, but an estate or a property has been bestoweth upon me, and I'm doing a lot of renovations, and I'm kind of a DIYer, so I like to do it yourself. There's a few projects, okay, more than a few, projects that are in the works that I'm doing. But something that I want to think about doing or consider is getting my baby puppy a fence. She's not a baby, and she's actually not a puppy at all, but we call her Puppy Girl, and her name is Lola. And I think building a fence for her would be nice. So a fence would be like a rectangle, and I would have one side of my house meet the fence, so one leg of the rectangle would be taken care of, and that would be cheaper, right? So we're thinking about a rectangle, and a rectangle's length times width. So let's say I only have like $500 to spend on a fence. Now, if you're a homeowner, maybe you think that's unreasonable, or maybe it's, you know, outlandish that a fence could only cost $500, especially with these lumber prices. But I digress. So we have length times width. We're going to be talking about something we learn a lot in pre-calculus. Usually a whole unit on it. It's a quadratic function, and to further that, we're going to talk a little bit about the quadratic formula. So a quadratic function usually has a shape of a U on a graph, so it literally looks like a U, and the U has a point or a dip. It can be either more of like an upside down U or a typical U shape. And that bottom point is called the vertex. But quadratics usually come in the form of x squared plus x plus a constant equals a number. So I'll give you a good example. 3x squared plus 6x plus 3 equals 0. And to understand, I guess, this lesson, you have to be comfortable with coefficients and squares and things like that. So coefficients are the numbers, the constants that are in front of the variable. And in this example, that's going to be 3 and then 6, and our constant is going to be 3. So we might do this episode in two parts. So we'll just kind of give an overview of what a quadratic function is, and then we'll get into our more everyday life example in the next episode. Or maybe we can kind of tie it in. But quadratics, we can use them a lot in physics. So, it even has the same shape. if you throw a ball and it makes like a U shape, we can model that in a quadratic function. So we can give a formula to an everyday occurrence that we can do. I use this little contraption with Lola. It's called a chuck it. So it's like this long stick, and you put a ball on it and you throw it, and it somehow, I think it's the angle, somehow this ball thingy throws the ball like 40 times further than my arm could throw it. I think I got so used to it because yesterday I was outside and I was throwing the ball for her, and I could only throw the ball maybe like 10 feet. I was like, what kind of, I think I was like, wow, I've gotten so weak. Or maybe I'm just a victim of a circumstance. I don't know. But anyways, going back to a quadratic function. So quadratic function has the highest power of 2. And when we're talking about powers, we're talking about those exponents. So the highest exponent that you're going to see in a quadratic function is going to be a square. So a 2 up there in the, I always think of exponents as like little top hats, like, ooh, what top hat are you wearing? And the top hat's gonna be a 2. They're gonna go out and do their little quadratic dance. So if we begin talking about the quadratic formula, we need to talk about why are we going to even use the quadratic formula. So if we think about the shape of the quadratic formula, it looks like a U, right? The graph. And there are zeros, or there are roots, or there are certainties that make the quadratic function possible. And sometimes it's a real easy, you know, algebraic manipulation. And sometimes we get into these imaginary numbers. And that's when a quadratic formula would be used. But we're trying to find these roots. We're trying to find these numbers or these values of x that make the quadratic function possible. So in this example, 3x squared plus 6x plus 3 equals, let's say, 9. We are going to use the quadratic formula to find what values of x make the left-hand side of the equation equal the right-hand side of the equation. And that's going to happen through the quadratic formula. So what's the quadratic formula? And remember, we have to be comfortable with coefficients. Here, I'm going to state it in terms of the coefficients. And I'm going to state this purely from memory. So if I really mess up, I'm going to get myself, because I'm going to state it what I think it is. And then I'll state it from a Wikipedia quick Google search. So it's going to be opposite of b squared plus or minus. Oh, I think I already messed up. No, it's opposite of b plus or minus b squared minus 4ac, all of that square rooted. So that determinant is b squared minus 4ac. That's the stuff underneath the square root, all over 2a. And if you bear with me, we're gonna Google that. Hey Siri, what is the quadratic formula? Just kidding, I have my Siri off, so. And a common exercise in higher level math is going to be find or prove the quadratic formula. Okay, this is from Khan Academy. And the we plug in the coefficients in the formula. Negative b plus or minus square root b squared minus 4ac all over 2a. It's a nifty little bop. But the quadratic formula is the same one that I stated, so you could say I was right or whatever. I was right. So we want to find values. Sometimes they're easy to find, sometimes they're not easy to find. And when they're not easy to find, we use a quadratic formula. The example that I have with the fence is really hands-on, and it's going to take a lot of explaining to do. But, so we'll think about it. Length times width is area, and I need to cover an area of my yard with fence, and it's the perimeter. So we're going to have 2 times the length and 2 times the width. So it's going to be 2L plus 2W equals, and what's my cost, or how much am I willing to cover? My cost is going to be $500, and I want to, I don't know, cover 500 square feet, so it's easy. What we can do is we can solve that equation for one variable and plug it into the quadratic equation. So we'll kind of stew on that, but for the next episode, we're going to keep in mind the quadratic formula, and I hope you enjoyed that brief overview of quadratic formulas, and next episode we're going to talk about the practical uses of quadratics and quadratic formula.